No more inspiring story today than what happened in the 48 hours in Nashville on May 1st and 2nd over the weekend, when 2 to 4 inches of rain was expected and up to 17 inches came. And as a result of that, from Opryland Hotel outside Nashville to Millington Naval Station near Memphis, all across Tennessee, there have been devastating floods. It is, according to the Weather Service, a 1,000-year flood. I don't know how anybody knows what a 1,000-year flood is. That's a long time. But this wasn't a 20-year flood or a 100-year flood. This was a 1,000-year rainfall event that overtook the people of Tennessee. As a result, our governor, Phil Bredesen, has asked the president to identify 52 counties from the Nashville area to all the way across our state to the Mississippi River as disaster areas. The president has responded swiftly. 42 of those 52 counties have been designated as disaster areas. Some people say to me, well, there's not been so much news about this Tennessee flood. I think there are two reasons for it. One is there's been a lot of other news. Greece has been collapsing. A bomber tried to blow up Times Square. There's turmoil over immigration in Arizona. There's the Gulf oil spill, which threatens to be the worst in history. But it's important for the American people to know that the Tennessee flood last weekend is by far the largest disaster in our country since President Obama came into office, except for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And it may be that the Tennessee flood affects more people than what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. The other reason we haven't heard so much about it is this. Tennesseans have been busy cleaning up and helping each other instead of complaining and looting. So people are hurt. Thousands of people are hurt. But they're going about their business, helping themselves and helping others in remarkable and inspiring ways. I have many images over the last few days of the visits that I've made in Tennessee, in at the Bellevue Community Center on Saturday morning, where there were dozens of volunteers in red T-shirts headed out in teams to help people in that area whose homes have been devastated. The image of 502 soldiers at Fort Campbell. Those are the most deployed soldiers in America. Yet the commanding officer gave them a day leave, and 502 of them formed teams and cleaned up three neighborhoods in Clarksville, Montgomery County. I spent an hour that same day with Mayor Bowers and Congressman Blackburn, and the team that's responding in Montgomery County, and it is an impressive response. I would say the same for Governor Bredesen of Tennessee and Mayor Dean of Nashville, whose metro services have worked overtime. This is true all the way across our state to Dyer County, badly hurt, thousands of people have homes damaged there, to the Navy's principal personnel and recruiting station at Millington, just outside Memphis, where the Secretary of Navy saw personally on Saturday the damage that had been done there. According to the Tennessean, the American Red Cross had recorded more than 1,300 volunteers by Friday. Whole congregations on Sunday showed up in mass to help at places like Cross Point Community Church, which had more than 1,600 members of the congregation Saturday. Hands On Nashville saw more than 5,100 volunteers log more than 19,000 hours to help across the city by Saturday. Our own church, Westminster Presbyterian Church in Nashville, will be the center. I mean, we had a lot of people going down to help with Katrina and in Gulfport. After those disasters, we'll be the center for people coming in to help the people in Tennessee. If you go through Nashville today or other parts of Tennessee all the way down to Memphis, you see thousands of front yards just littered with damage from the basements of homes. FEMA has been on the ground from the beginning, and I thank them for their prompt response. Unfortunately, we've worked with them before on tornadoes and other disasters, so they know Tennessee pretty well. By Saturday morning, 16,000 FEMA persons in Tennessee had registered with FEMA, and there had already been 750 inspections. I talked with the sheriff of Montgomery County Saturday night. He was flooded out, but he'd been in touch with FEMA. He was already registered. He'd arranged for his inspection. He was very well satisfied by that. Channel 4 Nashville Television had a telethon on Thursday night. Vince Gill and a group of stars raised $2 million in the Nashville area for the victims of the flood. Taylor Swift gave $500,000. Bud Adams and the Titans gave $400,000. So people in large and small ways are pouring out their hearts and their help and their money to help one another. As we look forward, this is not a time to complain. I didn't hear anybody complaining this past week. As I said before, maybe that's why there's not so much news about this. But as we look ahead, I want to make sure that in the future, we make sure that we do the best possible job on handling floods, particularly that we have clear and correct and information about the rising water, and that we communicate it as broadly as we should. We've learned how to do that with tornadoes. Using the media, we can tell you whether a tornado's coming across your house in 14 minutes in a remarkable set of cooperation between the National Weather Service and the media broadcasters. I've asked Chairman Boxer and Ranking Member Inhofe of our committee, Environmental Public Works Committee, to look at, perhaps hold a hearing, on how well the Army Corps of Engineers and others, federal agencies and state agencies, are delivering accurate, clear information to businesses and to individuals who might be hurt by the rising water. This morning, I flew up to Nashville with a person from Sumner County who was trapped in a Chevrolet Blazer with her 12-year-old son and her husband and nearly killed, except they were rescued by emergency services. And another person on the plane lives on a high hill near River Road, and the National Guard helicopters landed four times in her front yard to rescue 50 people who couldn't get out except in that way. And I've talked with Colin Reed, who is the chief executive of Opryland Hotel, who had to make an evacuation order. They evacuated 1,500 guests rather than risk what happened at Katrina, because the water suddenly came into the Opryland Hotel. Many people are familiar with that. And the water became 10 feet high, and it still is several feet high there. So there's a lot of long-term damage, and I want to make sure that we have clear and consistent information. I would have to add that I would thank the Congress for approving my request over the last few years for additional funding that was not in the president's budget to make two of the four dams on the Cumberland River safer. If they hadn't been made safer, their water levels would have been lower, and tons more water would have poured into the Cumberland River, creating millions of more dollars of damages and perhaps lives. So I'm simply here this morning to say that I'm very proud of Tennessee, from Nashville to Memphis. There's no bigger, more heart-wrenching, more inspiring story than these thousands of Tennesseans who suffered a thousand-year flood, thousands of whom have losses that they understand will not be fully made whole. But they're busy not looting, not complaining. They're cleaning up, and they're helping one another. As the days go on, I'll be meeting with Senator Norway and Senator Cochran to make certain that the federal accounts that fund FEMA, Economic Development, Community and Development Block Grant, and other projects and other accounts in the federal government that respond to natural disasters have enough money in them to meet the federal part of the responsibility. But so far, the president, his cabinet, and others have been doing very well. The governor of Tennessee and the mayors across our state have been doing extraordinarily well. But the people who are the real heroines and heroes are the men and women of Tennessee who have been hurt, or their neighbors who are busy cleaning up and helping one another. I thank the president. I yield the floor.